Now we turn to Israel, where hundreds of thousands of people have joined street protests against plans by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government to overhaul the judiciary. Netanyahu made some concessions this week, but his government still plans to give the ruling party the power to select judges and overturn Supreme Court decisions. Eric Fingerhut is president and CEO of the Jewish Federations of North America. He joined a group that traveled to Israel to ask for a compromise, and he joins us this morning from Phoenix. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
So, Eric, what prompted you? What was the urgency that got you and your group to get on a plane and head to Israel in this moment?
Well, really two reasons. And this was a delegation that represented more than a dozen communities, about 30 community leaders representing the broader group of 146 Jewish federations. It was two things. First, we wanted to make sure, we know this is largely a domestic debate in Israel, but we wanted to make sure that they understood the deep concern that this is causing in the North American Jewish communities, and also the impact that some of the proposals as they were originally made would have, were they enacted as proposed, would have on our relationship. The second is we love and care about Israel, and we're watching the protests and seeing, you know, increasingly strident debate and families torn apart and debates. And so we love and care about Israel. And when there's risk, we show up and we want to see how we can be helpful. So those were the motivations.
Yeah. And what message did you carry about the concern of American Jews over this?
Well, really, we asked for three things. We, as you mentioned earlier, we strongly urge that there be negotiations towards compromise. We particularly urged them to work with President Herzog, who has offered his good offices for negotiations and has made some suggested compromise proposals. We urge them not to continue to move the original package forward as it was currently formulated and on the timetable that it was originally formulated, because we really thought that that original package was, would have been very harmful. And frankly, we've seen progress on that.
Are you happy with the concessions? Is that enough?
Well, there's been some changes made to one of the elements and also the timetable. Originally, they had said they were going to put the whole package through completely final passage before the break that comes for the Passover holiday soon in another week and a half, and that has not been put off till after the holiday, so it gives more time for discussion and potential compromise. And thirdly, we really do note that the essence of democracy, of course, is both majority rule and minority rights, and that's guaranteed through a system of checks and balances. And we understand that the system of checks and balances in Israel isn't going to look like it is in America or necessarily any other country in the world, but that we urge there be a clearly articulated system of checks and balances so everybody understands how that would work in the entirety of the package. We didn't think that was reflected in the original package introduced. Again, it's hard to see where that is, because we don't know what the final package will look like, but we do think that message is being heard.
Eric Fingerhut of the Jewish Federations of North America.